The era of automatic taxation for international services in the Philippines just hit a significant roadblock, and for multinational corporations, MNCs, that's a breath of fresh air. Today, April 7, 2026, the Bureau of Internal Revenue, BIR, released Revenue Memorandum Circular, RMC, No. 0242026. This isn't just another dry circular. It's a direct response to a string of Supreme Court battles that have finally forced a shift in how the Philippines' cross-border tax landscape is navigated. For years, the default stance often felt like, if a Philippine company pays for it, it's taxable in the Philippines. RMC 0242026 changes the game by establishing a strict, fact-based assessment protocol. The new rule is clear. Income from international services is no longer automatically subject to domestic income tax. Instead, the BIR will now look at exactly where the service is performed and, more importantly, where the benefit of that service is truly enjoyed. Key pillars of RMC 0242026: the circular introduces a more nuanced source of income test. Here's what taxpayers need to know about the updated Philippines cross-border tax standards. Benefit-driven assessment. The taxability of a service now hinges on where the value is realized. If the work is done abroad and the benefit is primarily consumed abroad, the Philippine tax arm may no longer reach it. The end of automatic withholding. Payers are now encouraged to evaluate the specific facts of the transaction rather than defaulting to the highest withholding tax rate out of fear of audit. Litigation alignment. The BIR is finally aligning its administrative stance with recent judiciary rulings, reducing the legal friction for firms operating across borders. The experts take, this is a win for common sense. By shifting from a payment-based view to a benefit-based view, the BIR is making the Philippines a more attractive hub for global service agreements.